WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Alex Degman, and this is the rundown. An alternative budget proposal from 26 alders who oppose Mayor Brandon Johnson's spending plan is based on faulty projections and regressive fines. That is according to an 18-page response to the proposal from Johnson's budget team. The alders' plan is in part to avoid Johnson's pitch for a corporate head tax. It includes doubling residents' garbage collection fee, increasing the liquor tax, improving debt collection, and more. Johnson's fiscal team picked apart each proposal. Raising the garbage fee would represent a 90% increase in a single year for Chicagoans. A $150 million debt restructuring plan, quote, does not reflect how municipal debt collection functions under current law, the city's CFO states. The rebuttal deepens the city's budget stalemate ahead of a December 31st deadline. Indiana State House lawmakers have passed a new congressional map. The legislation now advances to the state Senate, where it's unclear if enough lawmakers will support it. Republican lawmakers voted 57-41 in favor of the map, which splits the city of Indianapolis into four districts. It's designed to help the GOP potentially win all nine Indiana congressional seats. It's the result of a national push by President Donald Trump for GOP-led states to redistrict in the middle of the decade. For weeks, the top Republican of the state Senate had said the chamber doesn't have the votes for redistricting. But lawmakers have for months been under intense pressure from the White House itself to create a new map. Granite City Works will make steel again next year. Owner U.S. Steel announced that one of two blast furnaces at the facility near St. Louis should be operational in the first half of next year. The decision will bring back 400 jobs and provide a short-term win for steelworkers. Michael Poole works on the mill's galvanizing line.
It's way better news than what we've heard in the last year, for sure. This is the best news we've had. Operating those furnaces is very awesome for our facility.
The mill has not produced steel since the fall of 2023. Governor Pritzker said in a statement that the reopening is, quote, an investment in Illinois. U.S. Steel also owns and operates a mill in Gary, Indiana. The Chicago Tribune filed a copyright infringement lawsuit yesterday against artificial intelligence company Perplexity AI. The complaint alleges the startup company has unlawfully profited from the Tribune's content to build its AI search engine. It also alleges that Perplexity's use of original reporting drives traffic away from the Tribune's website. The Chicago Tribune reports the newspaper is seeking undisclosed damages and a permanent injunction that prevents Perplexity from unlawfully using Tribune content. One of the most recognizable names in architecture has died. Frank Gehry designed the Pritzker Pavilion in Chicago's Millennium Park, along with the Guggenheim Museum in Spain and the Walt Disney Concert Hall in Los Angeles. He won all the awards in his field, including the Pritzker Prize and Presidential Medal of Freedom, and is credited with transforming contemporary architecture. His chief of staff confirmed to NPR that Gehry died earlier this morning at his home in Santa Monica after a brief respiratory illness. He was 96. You're listening to The Rundown. From the 67-foot-tall Norway spruce in Millennium Park to a dizzying number of Christmas carol variations, Chicago's most festive season has arrived. WBEZ's Courtney Kippers rounded up the best Chicago festivities you can enjoy this holiday season, and she joined WBEZ's Claire Lane to talk about it.
So you're getting in the holiday spirit.
Absolutely.
What are some spirited suggestions, some of the Chicago staples people might want to check out if they haven't before?
I think maybe you have to start by paying a visit to Chris Kindle Market, do some holiday shopping, get some mulled wine or cocoa in a festive mug. There are also locations in Wrigleyville and suburban Aurora if you'd rather check those out. Also, I think you can go to Zoo Lights at Lincoln Park Zoo. I always think that's so fun to walk around at night, see the displays. And then I think you have to check out something on stage, a show. I think maybe either Nutcracker or A Christmas Carol are a good place to start. And there are so many adaptations of both of those.
What are some more maybe unique holiday experiences that you might recommend?
Okay, so maybe you want to take a little trip back in time, Claire, get a little dressed up. There are some holiday teas around town, and I think this is super fun. Whether you're doing it with kids or you just want to do it with some friends, the Drake Hotel's Palm Court has a holiday tea. And then on select days, they also have some carolers. You can catch some singing while you're having your tea, which is really fun. Like I said, there's lots of variations of the Nutcracker around town. One of them is the Nut Tapper at the Old Town School of Folk Music. So you can see that. The Chicago Symphony Orchestra is going to have Home Alone in concert. So I know this time of year, lots of folks like to see what Kevin is up to in Home Alone. You can see the movie while the orchestra plays the score live, which I think is really fun. And then finally, because it's on the list, I have to mention it, there's a Taylor Swift tribute. So for Swifties, there's a concert you can go sing along a tribute to Taylor Swift.
Whatever gets you in the holiday spirit. And what about people looking for good family fun, festive family fun? What should they do?
Oh, there's so much. There's so much going on. Elf the Musical is in town, so maybe if you're a fan of Buddy the Elf, the Will Ferrell movie, you can go take the family to that. There's also White Christmas, that's at the Paramount Theater in Aurora. For families with younger kids, there's the Beatrix Potter Holiday Party. The Chicago Children's Theater is doing that, and that's really aimed at kids 8 and under. There are puppets, there's photos, crafts, and treats afterwards, so that's fun for families with young kids. And then Herschel and the Hanukkah Goblins. That's a book that's been adapted, a book by Eric Kimmel, and that's a show that is meant for the whole family to enjoy.
And celebrates the spirit of Hanukkah.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And what do you recommend for people who are more adult activity oriented, people without kids, or maybe parents wanting to get a night away from said children? What should they do?
Okay, Claire, I don't know if you are a Bravo fan, but there's a new show this year, The Real Housewives of the North Pole. It features characters like Santa's wife, Ruth Claus, and her girlfriends, Samantha Frosty and Susie Snowflake. There's also Who's Holiday, which features a grown-up Cindy Lou Who. She's telling a story, drinking, catching us up on what's been going on since she was a little girl. And then we also rounded up some pop-up bars. There's pop-up bars in Wrigleyville, River North, The Loop, all kinds of festive fun to be had at those.
That's Courtney Kippers talking to Claire Lane. Courtney catalogs 60 ways you can celebrate the holidays around Chicago. You can read that at WBEZ.org. Patchy snow and freezing rain overnight tonight. We'll call it a wintry mix. Temperatures will be steady in the mid-20s, and that's where we'll stay to make way for partly sunny skies on Saturday, with temperatures steady or slightly falling to the lower 20s. Then Saturday night, we see an inch of snow possible with a low around 19. Our editor today is Emily Seiberg. The Rundown is produced by Justin Bull, Noah Jennings, Chase Browning, and Marie Mendoza. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Alex Degman. Thanks for listening.